Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Monday officially kicked off the application process for student debt transfer program and announced that 8 million borrowers had already applied for the loan relief during the federal government's soft launch period over the weekend. President Biden's plan to demand the citizens of the United States pay for the loans is facing many legal challenges. The United States says it will hold Russia accountable for war crimes, the White House said on Monday, hours after Russia attacked Ukrainian cities with Iranian drones. It killed at least four people, including a pregnant woman, after the drone's target was an apartment complex in Kyiv. Researchers at Boston University say they have developed a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The Made in USA variant is a combination of Omicron and the original virus from Wuhan, China. Boston scientists say it killed 80% of the mice infected with it. The research was conducted by a team from Florida and Boston at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratories. Boston University's research lab has a biosecurity level of 4. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California will stop the COVID-19 state of emergency in February of 2023, nearly 3 years after it was declared. Parler says rapper and musician Kanye West has agreed to buy the social media network. Parler's parent company, Parliament Technologies, said Monday that it entered into an agreement in principle with Mr. West. A price tag was not mentioned. U.S. Space Force is reporting more than 3 years after SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket last blasted into orbit, the 28-engine launcher is finally set to fly again as soon as October 28th from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. It'll be performing a long-delayed national security mission. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says we are facing a threat from China. China says it will take Taiwan even if it must do so by force, and that threat could be sooner rather than later.
The world doesn't organize itself, and for the United States, the choice is this. If we're not playing a part in the organizing, if we're not taking a leadership role in that, then either someone else is, and it may well be China, and they're, again, probably not in a way that fully reflects our interests and values, or maybe just as bad, no one's doing it. And then you tend to have vacuums that get filled with bad things before they get filled with good things.
Four people were stabbed, including one fatally, over a span of about 90 minutes at multiple locations Monday morning in Long Beach, California. A homeless suspect was arrested at the scene of the third stabbing near the beach while in possession of a knife. A spokesman for the Long Beach Police Department said detectives are still trying to confirm that all three attacks are linked. A wind-driven wildfire exploded to 2,000 acres overnight before diminishing slightly to roughly 1,500 acres in southwest Washington state as authorities ordered evacuations for thousands of homes. Heavy smoke kept aircraft grounded Monday. 72 large fires are burning in the United States at this time. Nashville Mayor John Cooper says a deal has been made with the Tennessee Titans Football Club to build a new dome stadium. The official announcement is expected next week. Details from Axios says the stadium will cost up to $2.2 billion, according to the capital improvement budget the city approved earlier this year. USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, ready or not, we've got a country to save. And thank you for joining in. It's Bill Martinez here. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Michael Bussler is with us, a public policy analyst and economics professor. Hey, Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How you doing? Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, we need you here, Michael, because we've got to have balance. The president, you know, speaks in political terms, so especially right now, weeks away from the midterm, a lot of hyperbole and things that, you know, are just really stretched. I don't know what else he can say. Everything that the Democrats and his policies have touched has been an absolute disaster. But yet, he says, with a straight face, the economy is strong as hell. So he remains optimistic about the economy despite recession predictions. Well, of course, you know, again, he's the president. He's trying to put a silk dress on this pig, isn't he?
That's exactly what he's trying to do, Bill. The economy is far from strong. And let's take a look at it a little bit. So I believe we're in a recession, and we've been in a recession since January. The president doesn't agree with that. He says, because, look, if you're in a recession, unemployment would be real high. Unemployment's not high, so therefore we're not in a recession. Even if we debate whether you're in a recession or not, factually, the economy has not seen any economic growth since the end of last year. First quarter was negative. Second quarter was negative. Third quarter data will be out about a week and a half. Most economists are looking for slightly positive. I'm a little nervous. I think it may be slightly negative. Even if it's slightly positive, the economy has been stagnant for the entire year, and we have a very severe inflation problem that is about to get much worse. Going into the fall here, once we see the numbers for October, November, December, I think you're going to see very high inflation numbers, and you'll see the annual inflation rate possibly approaching double-digit levels by the end of the year. So the economy is far from doing great. Right. Most of it's a result of his policies, and it's we're doing poorly.
Well, Michael, you're studying all this stuff, so you see. Let me ask you, is there any sector within the economy that's doing great that would make up for, you know, energy? Energy is such an important sector. And the president has single-handedly choked that off. I mean, how can we have any positive movement in the marketplace when you have really cut off the heartbeat and lifeblood of the economy with what you've done with your regulations on fossil fuels?
That's exactly right, Bill. So literally from day one in office, the president said, I want to get the country, wean the country off of using fossil fuels. So what did he do? He canceled the Keystone Pipeline, which had he not done that, there would be about 900,000 barrels of oil a day flowing into the country. But he canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He withdrew permits to drill on federal land. He withdrew the permits to drill off the coast of Alaska in that Anwar province. More recently, he canceled fracking off the coast of Alaska. He made the permitting process more difficult, and he essentially said to banks, if I was you, I wouldn't lend to the petroleum industry because they have no future. So by restricting the supply of fossil fuels at a time when the economy was rebounding, high demand, low supply, prices are going to go up. And energy prices went up significantly. Now, he says, well, a lot of it is Putin's fault. And that's not being really forthright either. Russia today is pumping out more energy than before they invaded the Ukraine. Now, Biden says, well, we're not buying any from them, and Europe is going to not buy any more energy from Russia. And that's true. So what do? They drop the price slightly and sell all they can produce to China and India.
India, exactly.
So it really hasn't hurt them. Energy prices have gone up. And they said, is there anything else, any sector in the economy that can offset that? And with Federal Reserve policy having to fight inflation and raise interest rates high, there really is no other sector that can make up for what he's done to the energy industry.
Exactly. So what he has to do is just, lean on hyperbole and the support of the mainstream media that's running interference on behalf of the Democrats, especially here we are weeks from this midterm election. You know, it's interesting to hear you talk about how Joe Biden was so definitive in, weaning us, so to speak, weaning us off of fossil fuels. Too bad he didn't take it. I mean, this may sound heartless, but I don't mean it to sound this way. But I think in retrospect, too bad he didn't wean his son off of his addiction in the same way that he's weaned America off of fossil fuels, you know?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And as a result of his policies, he really caused much of this inflation problem. Not just that he caused problems in the energy sector, but then he continued to pay people not to work. And as a result of that, the labor force participation rate, what is that? It's the percentage of adults who are either working or seeking a job. The labor force participation rate has gone way down. That created a labor shortage. Well, business last year was good. The economy grew at a 6% rate in 2021. Good growth. Business says, hey, I have to have workers. People aren't coming back to work. So what do I have to do? I have to raise wages to try to get people to come back to work. So now we end up with a wage inflation problem. And where that can be a severe problem is it could lead to a wage price spiral. So what does that mean? So prices are going up, went up, over 8.5% now. So labor starts to say, look, I need an 8.5% raise just to keep up with inflation. Well, then business labor costs go up. They have to raise prices, and you get into this wage price spiral. And once you get into that, it becomes very difficult to end. So Biden's policies on energy and paying people essentially not to work caused much of the problem. And then last year, 2021, the economy was growing at a 6% rate. The prior year, we came out of a recession. We had a deficit spend. But the economy was growing in the beginning of 2021. At a 6% rate, unemployment was dropping, and we were looking at a labor shortage. So what did the president do? He decides to start deficit spending again. He passes this American Rescue Plan, the infrastructure, $3 trillion he ends up spending, deficit spending, at a time when you already had an overheated economy. That added significantly to the inflation problem. So you look at where we are today with inflation. We actually have what's called stagflation. You have a stagnant economy with inflation. We haven't seen that since 1980, 40 years ago. So his policies have led up to this, and now the Federal Reserve, the only thing they can do, and people are criticizing them now, they should have criticized them last year when they didn't do anything, but this year they finally recognize inflation's a problem. They're going to have to raise interest rates much higher than they are now to wring out this.
Going to break.
More from Dr. Bussler.
Get to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Michael Bussler is with us, the public policy analyst and economics professor. We were just talking off air about the additional attribute to consider here with the U.S. labor force, because the complaints I'm getting from businesses that I interact with, they say, look at Bill, we're trying to hire people. We just can't find them. They're difficult. And then when we find them, there's a lack of quality. And so what Michael's talking about in terms of the dumbing down and the compromising of the U.S. labor force brought to you by the U.S. government, not only in giving them handouts and keeping them home, because you know when you work every day, you're keeping your blade sharp. You're staying smart. You're staying active. You got the juices flowing, you know, and you get better every day by going to work and just, you know, working on the job. Now I take you off the line, I take you out of your job, sit you at home, and, you're watching baseball games, playing video games, doing anything but working, and your blade gets a little dull. And the government says, hey, look, don't worry, stay home, you know, here's another couple of grand, you know, here's a couple, you know, more thousands of dollars in benefit, don't worry, we got it handled, you can thank Uncle Joe for doing this. Meanwhile, in the process, oh yeah, don't forget that we're coming out of COVID. COVID dumbed down a lot of people just across the board with what they did, in closing businesses, taking away jobs. You know, this all impacts the U.S. labor force, Michael Busler. And we have a labor force that is less than, in terms of value, that it was 2.5 years ago, don't we?
Yes, we certainly do. And, you know, I went out and I tried to talk to some people who are not working and who previously did work. And I tried to find out why this labor force participation rate is so low. I'll tell you what I found. It seemed to me about half the people that aren't going back to work are over 55, and they're still nervous that this COVID has not been fully eradicated, and indeed it hasn't, and they're afraid of going back to work and catching COVID, and at their age, if they have some other immune compromises.
Comorbidities, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But the other half were young people, mostly under 25. And I said to them, hey, you had a job. Why aren't you going back to work? And they said, well, I'll tell you what. I haven't worked in 2 years. I got laid off. Mm. The state gave me unemployment compensation. The federal government added $600 a week to that. I was making more money not working than working. Then that ran out, and then they made it $300 a week. And they said, on top of that, the federal government gave us stimulus money, so I had that. And they tell me, this was months ago when I talked to them, I haven't paid my rent in over 2 years. I said, what do you mean? They said, well, I got laid off. They put a moratorium on foreclosure, so I just stopped paying my rent. So I haven't paid my rent in 2 years. And some of them said, you know, I went to college for a year or two. I didn't finish. Some did finish. I have some college debt. I said, well, you have to pay that, too. They said, no, there's a moratorium on that. I don't have to make my student loan payments. And they said to me, you know, I kind of like this. The federal government sends me money. I don't have to work. I can sit around and do whatever I want to do. I don't have to pay my bills because I have these moratoriums on everything. And what they said to me was, I'm going to stretch this out as long as I possibly can. So you have these people not going back to work, and you bring up another good point. You stay out of work that long, whatever skills you have, the skills are now very rusty. When you do go back to work, you're going to be very unproductive. And productivity is now negative. For the first half of the year, we don't have a third quarter number, but the first half of the year, productivity was negative. That means when people go to work, and every year you're supposed to get a little better in your job, so your productivity increases. Now they're in their job, their productivity decreases. So labor costs, business are paying people more to get them back into work. They're producing less, so the labor costs start going up significantly, and that leads to inflation. We have to get people back to work and back to the psychology that people are supposed to take care of themselves. We talked on the show before about the concept of individual freedom and individual responsibility. The way it is now, exactly. These people think, well, I don't take care of myself. There's social responsibility. The government has a program to take care of everything. I'm going to ride this out as long as I possibly can, and it's much to the detriment of the country.
You see, and to the individual, Michael, that's what you're saying. And people need to see this, and this is what the Democratic Party does. And again, this is These are Democrats. Yes, there's some rhinos that buy into that, you know, that stupid concept. You know, there's nothing that they can prove that says, oh, when we do this sort of thing, it increases the productivity level. America is all the better. We can look back. There is not one instance, one bit of empirical evidence that they can come back against this argument, Michael. If anything, just exactly as you and I are talking about is what happens. And this is to the injury of each individual. So for those of you that want to continue to vote Democrat, understand they're not doing you any favors. Because guess what? Just like they're doing already, they're abandoning you. They're going to abandon you again because, it, you know, like Margaret Thatcher says, it's all good until you run out of other people's money. And we're getting there. $31 trillion, there's not much more left in the pot that they can pull from. You know, what are they going to do? Tax us 100%? Is that the next thing, Michael?
Yeah, that's the problem. People say, well, the government's going to give me this and the government's going to give me that. You have to understand, the government doesn't have any money. All the government has is what they take from the taxpayers. So when you say the government's going to pay your bills, what you mean is somebody else is going to pay your bills for you. Now, why should somebody pay their own bills and then have to pay part of your bills, too, and you're not paying any bills yourself and somebody else has to go to work? You know, every April when I have to do my tax returns, I take a look at how much money I paid in federal income tax, how much money I paid in Social Security tax, how much money I paid in Medicare tax, how much money I paid, I live in New Jersey, and state income tax. And I figure, how about all the taxes I paid on sales taxes every time I buy something, property taxes on my house? You know, you start to look around and say, I'm not working for me. I'm working for the government. And that destroys the incentive. And that's going to end up making the problem worse. We have to deal with this as soon as possible.
Well, and we talked about this last time, Michael. When you break it down, really, it's a third of the country, the taxpayers, that are carrying the weight for the other two-thirds. And I get it.
Exactly.
Part of the one-third are people that are retired. They already paid their dues. All honor and glory. They deserve that. That's not a problem. It's the ones that are just sucking off the teeth of the American people, and the government is there in order to buy their vote and throwing money every time we go into these voting cycles. I mean, some of these Americans, I mean, like you said, they want to work this deal for as long as they can get away with it. What they would love is that if we had elections 24/7, 7 days a week from now until eternity, because the Democrats would keep buying their vote, right?
That's exactly right. And they keep the Democrats keep doing things that don't make any sense economically, but it buys votes for them. This student loan forgiveness, what a sham that was. Say, well, we want to help people, give them a better chance. We're going to forgive $10,000 worth of their debt up to somebody making up to $125,000 a year. A $10,000 debt at the current interest rates cost about $110 a month. Somebody making $125,000, that's $10,000 a month. $10,000 he makes a month. How's a $110 payment going to affect his lifestyle dramatically? The answer is it's not. This is all done to buy votes and give away more of taxpayers' money. This is going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars, and it's not going to have anything productive come out of it.
Well, and get ready. There's no such thing as a free lunch. How is the government going to come, one way or another, either as a state or federal government, going to come and capture that money? Because now, in a sense, yes, they've forgiven the loan, but that doesn't that count on the income side of the ledger?
Well, what ends up happening, they forgave the loan, but the government still is on the hook for that. In other words, the government borrowed money.
I know, but the individual, though, is there going to be some tax liability? I mean, because, the loan was forgiven. So at some point, they're going to come back afterwards and pull back the shroud and go, hey, you know, we forgave $10,000, but you owe us $1,500. And, you didn't pay last year. So now we got interest on top of that. Dr. Michael Bussler, it's only fun here, buddy. I'm telling you. Thank you for being with us.
Best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work.
They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salon Pops. It's good medicine.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United States is now in the virus designing business. Researchers at Boston University say they have made a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The research was conducted by a team of scientists from Florida and Boston at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory. China has made a decision to seize Taiwan on a much faster timeline than previously thought. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Monday at Stanford University in California, he made the comment shortly after China's leader reiterated his intent to take the island by force if necessary.
The world doesn't organize itself. And for the United States, the choice is this. If we're not playing a part in the organizing, if we're not taking a leadership role in that, then either someone else is, and it may well be China. And they're, again, probably not in a way that fully reflects our interests and values.
USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Time to huddle up. You know, Jesus said, pick up your cross, follow me. Wow. You know, think about what that meant. And especially, he said that before he went to the cross and demonstrated what it meant, you know, to love one another and to love God. And of course, the expression and everything that occurred on the cross continues to echo through the millennia. And even though something as tragic as that is, to realize the salvation message that comes behind it is just so powerful. And we live today at a time when, we have this anti-Christian sentiment, you know, Roe v. Wade, women are just, they're gaslighting themselves. I mean, it's really, it's like you want to say, please stop, slow down for just a moment and consider what has happened in our country after 63 million plus babies have been murdered in a mother's womb. One of the most sacred places that you can be, this side of heaven, is in the womb of a mother. And it's been violated. And this is why the pressure was on the Supreme Court to decide to put Roe v. Wade back where it belonged at the state level. They didn't eliminate it. You know, they want you to think, and all because of a small exception. Jeff Kemp is with us right now, and the former NFL QB. And Jeff, you know, I bring this up only because a story that's been squashed here is about a Christian. It's about a Christian who was adopted. Aaron Judge, who you know about, I mean, 62 home runs this year, broke a record. And you think, like, came in and it went like a thud. I mean, the mainstream media, I mean, they talked about it a little bit. They didn't really want to get into his background, especially in light of Roe v. Wade, because this is a young man whose birth parents said, we can't deal with this. And so they put him up for adoption. And it's a closed adoption. He will not know. He seems at this point, even still, ever since the age of 10 when he realized he was adopted, that he was not interested in knowing about his birth parents. He acknowledges his parents who raised him. He says, you're my mom, you're my dad. It's not hard, but he was raised with Christian values. And I believe because he is a Christian, because he has become a big story in the adoption world, because when you see someone like Aaron Judd, who is such an example, I mean, this kid is just a terrific human being, as you may know, an athlete, that it really injures the psychology of those that would just as soon have seen him aborted than to living the life and being a home run king in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I don't think I'd say people would have preferred or been fine with him being aborted as much as they would ignore the reality that by saying, I want the convenience and I want the control and I want the freedom from any of the consequences of the beautiful way God designed us as sexual beings, that when we connect and bond, we oftentimes have a child, and that child is worth an infinite amount, just as we are. And everyone wants to be valued and loved and nurtured, but then we want to rewrite the narrative to say, well, some other baby isn't worth the same amount. So, I agree with you that the policies that people have chosen, the positions they've chosen, would have allowed Aaron Judge to die, to be aborted. I'm not going to ever go so far as to say they would want that baby to be aborted. But
you hear some people, though, Jeff.
That's the decision that ends up happening when you've adopted a narrative that says that rights and power and control of life rests with me, the individual. And nothing works well like that. The abortion decisions and personal decisions, the number of rapes, the amount of violence and evil, the poor treatment of children, obviously heinous crimes of many sorts. These things go back to saying, I'm not accountable to anyone. I'm in charge.
Right.
And God has such a loving, wise way for us to go, but we reject it for our own way. And every week you and I talk, the reason we're talking is not just about the surface of the issue. We go to the root. And the root is, it's sin inside of me and you, Bill, and every human being. And that's why we're so passionate that we talk about Jesus, because he's the only one that can defeat sin.
Exactly. Well, because we speak experientially, Jeff. We are sinners. We have realized the forgiveness of God. And it's not like that happened, 10 years ago and we don't have to revisit. No, it's on a daily basis, sometimes a moment-to-moment basis. The very things that, like Paul said, the very things I don't want to do, I do. The things I do want to do, I don't. This is the conflict of our humanity that we live in. And left up to our own devices, we will feed that animal, just as you said, that is very selfish, and will live life according to their own ways and means, right?
Right. And, you're right when you said that we're sinners, meaning we're damaged by sin. It's like a heart disease we all have. It's in our heart. All of us know, even till our dying day, we'll have fallibility and weakness and selfishness. But the reality is, once you accept Jesus Christ, his forgiveness for your sin, and then you're adopted as a daughter or a son of Heavenly Father, and you're in the kingdom, you are no longer a sinner. You're a saint. You're a son of the king. You're a daughter of the king. You're an ambassador for Christ. Jesus has paid the price for you. He's also lived perfectly, and God gives you credit for his righteousness. So we have a sin problem still.
Right.
But we are not a sinner. We're not a slave anymore to sin. And I think I want to encourage every listener out there who has given their life to Christ. Maybe you've trusted Christ. Maybe you've prayed to receive Christ. But given your life to Christ, that might be what's missing. And secondly, you might be missing the fact that you have received the character and the righteousness of Christ. God sees you like that. You don't need to hide. You don't need to avoid confessing your sin. You don't need to pretend you're okay. You are a saint, and you have the ability to avoid sin through the Holy Spirit. That's why you and I, Bill, have been talking about men having close friends who they operate as a team with, because we do better staying away from porn and anger and, you know, drinking that fifth beer each night or whatever else our vice is. We do better as a dad or as a husband who initiates apologies and forgiveness with his wife if we've got a teammate that we're processing our life with.
Exactly.
And that's what this whole idea of the Christian life being a team effort, and Jesus changed the world with friends. Men need friends. And that's my commitment. That's your commitment to every one of our listeners.
Yeah, and hopefully you will hear the encouragement here and do something about it. Every week we've been encouraging you to, you know, huddle up. Find a couple of people, a couple other guys that you can talk with, that you can be vulnerable with, that you can trust, and that you go into this arrangement knowing that, you know, what you discuss stays within, so that, you know, that you would heed the word of God, that we confess our sins one to another, that we would pray for another, that we would be healed. I mean, this is the liberty. This is all, you know, this is part of the benefit of the cross. Why would you not want to enjoy the full benefit of everything that Jesus gave us when he died for us, huh, Jeff?
Right on. I think a lot of people are afraid what other people think of them when they find out what their weaknesses and flaws and sins are still. And I think you need to remember, your only audience is God, and he's already forgiven and said, I love and accept you. So maybe you need to receive God's forgiveness completely, receive your identity from him, then you'll have more courage to say to a friend, hey, do you mind if we go out to lunch and get to know each other? And when you share your story and your weaknesses and even your present sin struggles, don't be so afraid what they think.
Exactly.
The only thing that matters is what God thinks, and you'll frankly find out.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy. Only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl. Yes, you can check out all these great viral videos on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. They're all there waiting for you. But this morning we got lots to talk about. The latest viral video starts off with Dolly Parton. Sam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I always enjoy this time with you. And a great way to start off with, Dolly Parton says, "I just give from my heart." I mean, she's the real deal, isn't she?
She really is. She's one of those people who I think even if you don't listen to country music or appreciate that kind of thing, you know, she's just kind of universally loved, and there's really good reasons why.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, if you ever feel down, what you ought to do is record her laughter. And you could just listen to her laughter. Her laugh is so engaging is that it'll knock you out of your depression. I mean, you don't need drugs. You don't need any kind of pills or injection or anything like that. Just a shot of laughter from Dolly Parton cures all, in my humble opinion.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, so recently... she was one of six honorees to receive the Carnegie Medal of Philanthropy, if I could talk.
Mm-hmm.
and this was at Gotham Hall in New York. And, you know, so she's one of those people that has been giving. You know, she has the Imagination Library, which is it provides books for children under the age of five. They get a book every month, which is a really amazing thing that they do. But then she also does different stuff. Like she used songwriting royalties from Whitney Houston's song, you know, the song that Whitney Houston sang, "I Will Always Love You," was actually
yes.
written by Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolly Parton uses royalties from that, you know, like to support a mall in Nashville, to support a local black community and Whitney Houston's honor. And she just kind of silently did that without saying mm-hmm. anything to anybody.
Yeah,
but
white people are so mean to black people, you know, they never think of them, you know, kind of deal. It's like, you know, this is the thing, you know, I mean, I don't know why I bring that up. It's just that I get so tired of hearing all the negative stuff, you know, Black Lives Matter and all, you know, and it's the white world and, you know, everything else. There was a bunch of books that have just been done by the DEA agent, you know, that's going to be in charge of military schools. And they're teaching this bunk. But they're not about to share something about, here it is, Dolly Parton honors a friend. And it wasn't, it has really, if you know Dolly Parton, you know it wasn't just, well, I think I ought to do something for the black race. So let me do something because Whitney Houston was black. No, Whitney Houston was a fellow artist that she loved and regarded as a friend. That's what that gift is about. It's not about the color of her skin. And so I've just about had it up to here about everything being filtered through the color of somebody's skin, because I keep reminding everybody we all are colored. We all have a color. I don't see anybody that's translucent here, you know, that unless there's some alien, and then you can take me away and put me in a hospital, I guess, if I'm seeing aliens that are translucent. But that's a whole other problem. Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Well, and you know, I thought what was interesting about that is, you know, there is some stuff that she does publicly, but stuff like that, she does it just, you know, she was actually paying for Tennessee high school uniforms, band uniforms, for years without telling anybody. And it's just like, she's just doing things behind the scenes and finding ways to make the world a better place in any way she sees an opportunity. And she's not doing it, you know, you don't always, I mean, she's known for being kind, but she's not always out there doing a publicity campaign.
Exactly.
With everything she's doing.
You know, I heard a story about her, and we were talking about this earlier, about the labor force, is that as sweet as she is, and so disarming, I mean, like I said, with her laughter and her charm, that if you ever if you work for Dolly Parton, she is a taskmaster. She holds you into account. She does not, you know, she wants you to work hard and, you know, earn your living and learn along the way. And I was just thinking, you know, because we were talking with Dr. Michael Busler earlier this morning about the labor force and how it's been compromised. And I think we ought to elect Dolly Parton because she needs another job or something. We can make her the labor czar and help these young kids understand that, look at, you know, between COVID and between the government interfering, and my good friend in Tennessee, Tennessee Bob, says that, you know, these Democratic policies and that, I'm sorry to bring it back to politics, but it is what it is, that they have really dumbed down this labor force, and they've killed the lives, the very lives of people, by taking them off the job. And, you know, for 2.5 years, all in the name of COVID and everybody being worried about it and everything. And then the government, you know, gave them money and incentivized them to stay at home and not go go to work. And then the government's wondering, going, why is our U.S. labor force so low? Well, that's what you bought. You paid for that, you know, for that low number, that participation rate.
True.
And now when they come back to work, because they haven't, you know, they haven't been working on their skill set, their blade's going to be blunt. I mean, you know, Sam, you know, I mean, if you're not working every day and doing the best you can, you miss a couple of days or something, you just feel, oh, gosh, I got to get back into it. Just that's a couple of days, much less you imagine the impact that it would have if it was a couple of years when you were not working. You know, you would lose effectiveness, you know.
Oh, yeah, so, absolutely. You don't use it, you lose it.
Right. And so what's going to happen is this labor force that's been sitting on their butts because the government has told them, hey, just sit down, take it easy, you know, no worries until there's worries. And now, you know, worries come and they go, oh, gosh, man, I better get back to work. Well, their old job's not available. Or then if they say, well, look it, I was working at this level. Well, but they've been off the job for 2.5 years. They're not going to be as good. It's going to take them a while to recover and make up for that lost time. And maybe in some cases you won't. I hope you do. But you're going to be an uphill battle coming back to work. You know, does that make sense?
That's
what I'm saying. We're going to have a Dolly Parton boot camp. Dolly's going to lead the way. She can wear a smoky hat and everything else. And she'll kick these people's butts, as she says. And then I'll kick their butts. And then she does that giggle of hers. And, you know, so it's like, it's almost like, okay, come on, Dolly, come here, kick my butt, you know, because somehow it's not only funny, but I feel better when Dolly Parton's kicking my butt. But it'll get you back on track. You know what I'm saying? I'm so irreverent. I'm irreverent. I'm sorry. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on the edge here. But again, I just feel the pain of this labor force, of what they're going to have to go through. And this is life experience speaking. So I'm just, you know, I'm for you. At the end of the day, I'm for you. And Dolly Parton, if we could set up a Dolly Parton boot camp to kick you in the butt to get you back on track, hey, that'd be awesome. I think she could do that for the country as well, by the way, with a giggle. And Putin and Xi would just, you know, they would just kind of like, you know, and they'd be charmed by her, no doubt. I'm telling you. And then there would be peace.
Who wouldn't, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, well. Like, how do you not love Dolly?
Yeah, enough of Dolly here. She's going to think I'm her number one fan, and I know there's so many number one fans. But I just love her spirit. She's just such a sweet lady, and the real deal, as they say. Well, this next story is about a patient that plays the saxophone throughout a 9-hour brain surgery to remove a tumor. What? I mean, he is awake playing his saxophone, and the doctors are doing surgery on a brain tumor.
That's right. So this is Paideia International Hospital in Rome, Italy. This patient underwent a 9-hour brain surgery, and Dr. Christian Brogna, he's actually an international expert in complex tumor surgery and what they call awake surgery. And so he completely removes this brain tumor without compromising the patient's neurological functions, which was, you know, perfectly well presented by, they have a picture of this guy playing the saxophone. Wow. On one side, there's a blanket covering up where surgeons are doing brain surgery on the other side. And the fact that anybody, like, I've always been amazed that that's even an option.
Exactly.
To do brain surgery while people are awake. But the fact that he was able to keep on playing the saxophone the whole time really shows you how at least this part of his neurological function is not being impacted at all during the whole surgery.
Amazing.
And I just,
yeah.
Isn't that amazing? You know,
yeah, so if you show up for surgery, bring your sax, leave your tuba at home. Tuba's not allowed in surgery room.
I know. Tuba just doesn't go with surgery. It just doesn't work.
A little invasive. But, hey, I'm playing some blues here while you're getting a tumor out. Why not? Hey, I love it. You got a UC Berkeley professor to award $1,000 each month for an act of kindness. That's novel.
That's right. So Professor Alan Ross, he recently started an award where he gives $1,000 away each month for an act of kindness. And it's actually called the Chris Kindness Award, and it's named after Chris Walton. And he said he's the greatest teacher he's ever known. He's actually a preschool teacher at Berkeley, JCC Preschool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had recently passed away, and he had taught Ross's children. And he was just somebody who believed in the power of kindness and practiced it every day. And he's like, you know, he might not have been the leader of a Fortune 500 company and changed labor practices or done different things like that, but he changed the world. And, you know, he did things that other people can practice. And so Professor Ross is trying to promote this. And
great idea.
I'm wondering how much that'll inspire people to do those kind things, and then if you get rewarded like that, you know, I'm wondering how many more things could you do? Like, you could take $1,000 and pay it forward.
Yeah, exactly. Just the idea of being aware of it. You know, we were talking last week with Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family, and the project for the family is to be a noticer. And I like that idea, you know, that you notice other people. You notice people on the outside that are being left out. And when you focus on something like that, guess what? You become more aware and you begin to notice things that you may have previously just, you know, overlooked, thought, oh, wasn't significant. But, you know, you start noticing people that maybe have been forgotten, that are just not getting attention, that aren't getting a smile, that nobody is saying good morning to. And now, because you notice that, you know, you bless somebody, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's, we had a guy that used to wave to us every day on the way to school. And made our day so happy.
Yeah, without a doubt. She's the good news girl. Now you know why. Samantha Mao, check her out at Sam's Corner.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.